Okay, so now we know that those things that we just listed are metame in an ohel, but that's not the only thing that's metame in an ohel. It's just an example of something which is pochus mikizayis and has no shear. So that's the one thing that has no shear that is metame ba'ohel. Now, there's lots of things that are metame ba'ohel, but they do have a shear. So let's start from the beginning. If you have a complete mace, you say, oh, well, obviously, a complete mace has all of these parts, so why wouldn't it be metame? Why do I need the whole mace? What it's talking about over here is a complete mace that is such an undeveloped embryo that it does not have any particular aver that can be metame with Boser Ginim Vatsomos because it's prior to the development of Ginim. And therefore, there are no Avorim. Nonetheless, a complete mate, even at that stage of human development, embryonic development, would still be Metame Ba'ol. That is the Kiddush of this. Then you can have just a Kezayas of Basar from a normal mate. It's not attached to anything else, but a Kezayat is sufficient to be able to be Metame. As a matter of fact, even a Kezayat of a Chelik of the mate that is completely decomposed. So the din is, halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai, that decomposed gel is also considered to be the equivalent of a kezayat of basar, and that is called netzel. So that is one of the issues that is betame ba'ol. Now, you could have either, and this is because of its chashivas, if you have the parts of the skeletal remains, that have, there's no basar, but they are so choshev, in terms of their connection to the Adam, so you have either a skull or you have an entire spine. And it doesn't have anything else on it, it doesn't matter. That will be metame ba'ohel. And then you could have an aver min ha-meit, as we say, or an aver min ha-chai. It's exactly the same thing that does have basar kara'ui, because that is an aver that we just had a previous Mishnah, and it doesn't matter whether it comes from a dead body or whether it comes from a living body and was taken off surgically. It's still going to be metame, as long as it has enough basar that it would be able to grow back were it associated with an organism as a whole. Okay, then we take a look at the structures, the rov binyan, or Rov Minyan. So Rov Binyan or Rov Minyan, as we're going to be, we didn't get to it yet, so we'll get to the main idea later on. But this is the majority of the bones, even if they're very small, or the majority of the structure, which we'll describe in the coming Mishnayos. And there, if you have from that part, even though you only have a rova of atzamot, this is a rova of a kav, not a revius halug, then that would be enough to be metame, even if that rova is not the rov binyan or rov minyan. It just needs to come from the part that is rov binyan, rov binyan. So learns the gra, the sugya. And you could have also rov binyano or rov minyano. So that could be talking about very few bones, that's because we're talking about if you have like a thigh bone, so that is a tremendous majority already of the height. So we'll talk about that, either the Rov Binyan or Rov Minyan. And it's talking about over there that it's from a small skeleton, so there's not that enough that it should be a Rova, either one, either the Rova from the Rov Binyan, or the actual Rov Binyan without the Rov Hakav. All of the above are considered to be tummy. Now, when we talk about Rov Minyan, what that's a total, the total of bones. Ah, so that would be one half of 248 plus one. So that's 124 plus one. It would mean 125. That would be considered to be, because this, even though here we're not talking about Evorim, we're talking about the number of Atzamot, but remember that the Evorim themselves were predicated on what we consider to be an independent bone structure, even though it doesn't look to you now that it's an independent bone structure. Okay, Rabosai, this concludes our beginning of the second parak, which is, of course, the list of all of the Dvarim that are metamim in the Ohel. And we'll get back. I'll start giving you a written out structure like we did for Kalim, so you could start reviewing and we can keep up with the structure of the Masechet as we go. Very, very exciting. And since we're looking
for... Can you explain Rekev?
I will, but not now. We'll be getting into Rekev. It's a very complex halach. So, Rabbi Zai, it's been a pleasure, and especially since we're looking forward to Bila HaMavis LaNetzach, and all of these are just interesting questions from the earlier period of human development when they actually used to take an entire human being, throw him into a hole. I mean, it's just beyond belief how people lived at that time. Difficult to conceive of, but it's very important for us to remember what things were once like before the Olam became Sholem. So we'll see you all, Bezrat Hashem, tomorrow. Kol Tov.